Right now on VFN TV, we're going to hear Nikki Haley, and the ambassador for the United Nations, and President Trump's stand on North Korea, on Iran, the freedom movement in Iran, and Pakistan. It's powerful. And also we're going to hear from the football player, the NFL football player, Russell Okung, who actually has a ministry that's powerful, reaching the undeserved, called the Greater Good. And also Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez, she made a commitment to God in a powerful way. She's a child of God, is what she says. All of this and more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me right now is John Ramos. This is an amazing program, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If you missed our last program, you got to catch it. It was a powerful title, prophetic. Is America going to war with China and Russia? Oh, my goodness. But it's good news on that.
That's right.
God's saying, listen, when you look at, you know, what's taking place with Iran, you wonder where we stand. Where does our leadership stand? And there's something about...
Which is important, because we had a previous leadership. We have a new leader.
You didn't know. We kind of knew. Nowhere.
Right.
You know, standing. And so Nikki Haley, they call her Haley's comment. She's not shy.
No.
Pretty direct.
Yeah.
And she's letting everybody know in the nations, you know, where we stand on specifically Iran. Because Iran is in the streets. The people are, and they're protesting against the oppressive government. There was a program that we did on that, that if you actually are happy, that you got, you know, for being happy and being joyful, you got disciplined by a whipping.
With lashes. Yeah.
Suspended lashes. And it's like, it's just an oppressive government. Well, the young people, the people are just rising up. This happened in the previous administration, but the Green Party wrote a letter to the previous president, and it sat on his desk, and he never responded. He responded to, in the Arab Spring, to all these other nations, but did not respond to Iran. And then ended up doing a nuclear deal with the leaders of Iran. Well, guess what? That's not happening anymore. Listen to what Ambassador Nikki Haley says about her and President Trump's stand with Iran. She even repeats the tweets that they're putting out and what their chants are in their marches. Let's go to Nikki Haley now, United Nations.
In these first days of 2018, nowhere is the urgency of peace, security, and freedom being more tested than in Iran. By the thousands, Iranian citizens are taking to the streets to protest the oppression of their own government. It takes great bravery for the Iranian people to use the power of their voice against their government, especially when their government has a long history of murdering its own people who dare to speak the truth. So we applaud the tremendous courage of the Iranian people. The government of Iran is actively attempting to stop social media and other forms of communication that allow their citizens' voices to be heard. So we want to help amplify the voices of the Iranian people. Here are some of the messages that they're chanting today. All these brigades have come out to the streets. They've come out against the leader. Political prisoners must be freed. Independence, freedom, Iranian Republic. Neither Gaza nor Lebanon, my life only for Iran. Let go of Syria, think of us. We will die, but we'll take Iran back. Don't be afraid, we're all together. And in reference to the Supreme Leader, quote, feel some shame, let go of the country. Those are not my words. Those are not the words of the United States. Those are the words of the brave people of Iran. Now the Iranian dictatorship is trying to do what it always does, which is to say that the protests were designed by Iran's enemies. We all know that's complete nonsense. The demonstrations are completely spontaneous. They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long oppressed people rising up against their dictators. The international community has a role to play on this. The freedoms that are enshrined in the United Nations Charter are under attack in Iran. Dozens have already been killed. Hundreds have been arrested. If the Iranian dictatorship's history is any guide, we can expect more outrageous abuses in the days to come. The UN must speak out. In the days ahead, we will be calling for an emergency session, both here in New York and at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. We must not be silent. The people of Iran are crying out for freedom. All freedom-loving people must stand with their cause. The international community made the mistake of failing to do that in 2009. We must not make that mistake again.
Let's not make that mistake again. Can you imagine being an oppressed people and you're trying to stand up for your freedom, which is the majority of Iran, because it's a small little leading group right there, and nobody standing up for everybody but you, and now the president's standing up, the ambassador's standing up, and the church, you have to understand, I believe it has to do with the church, because per capita, I believe that the Iran has the fastest growing church in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, we had one particular part of our program, and where we're watching them get baptized, and so we're having dreams, you know?
They got Jesus is visiting them in dreams.
In their dreams. It's amazing. It's like, God wants us to go out and evangelize and tell people about the Lord. And it's like, because people aren't going, God's going himself.
Wow.
And he's showing up. But the question is, too, we have North Korea on the line. What is the president and the ambassador, Nikki Haley, have to say about where we stand with North Korea? Well, I'm so excited to be able to say specifically that nuclear options is not on the table. No nuclear weapons. Let's listen to, at the United Nations, what they have to say about nuclear North Korea. Take a look.
On a second matter, the crisis in North Korea will continue to have our attention in 2018. We finished December with our third strong sanctions resolution of last year. That was a great achievement, but there is more to do to ensure full implementation of the Security Council resolutions. As we hear reports that North Korea might be preparing for another missile test. I hope that does not happen, but if it does, we must bring even more measures to bear on the North Korean regime. The civilized world must remain united and vigilant against the rogue state's development of a nuclear arsenal. We will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
This is so important. If you missed our last program, you've got to catch it. Is America going to go to war with China? And is North Korea, China, and Russia partnering up to come against America? Well, prophetically, that has actually taken place, and we're beginning to see that. You can see that on a previous program that we had, that they cannot have nuclear weapons, because then that would change the whole paradigm that's going on.
And presently, they have them. So this presents a problem.
Right, a big problem. As a matter of fact, we get back from this break. Don't forget, we got Selena Gomez talking specifically about I Am a Child of God and something powerfully that happened to her. But also, we're going to find out about Pakistan. Pakistan, remember, was hoarding terrorists, keeping them there. We're looking all over the world for Bin Laden. He was right there. And the president's basically saying, if you want our money, then you need to support us and no longer support the terrorists that actually kill our soldiers. That's how you protect our soldiers, your sons and daughters, our sons and daughters. Well, we're going to find out what they have to say about Pakistan, too, when we get back from the break. Join us after the break. A short break. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so powerful, watching strong leadership stand up and clarity in leadership and what's going on.
It's kind of a new thing, isn't it? I like it, though.
It's refreshing. It was actually, for that previous administration, it was like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the one that carried
the only one
speaking bold truth to everyone, including Congress. He came and spoke, and you know, America's for Israel. It was just the leaders that weren't, you know, at that time, but now they are. And now the question is, you know, Pakistan, they've been, you know, hoarding terrorists, and they've been supporting terrorists. And these are the ones that go into Afghanistan and other areas and kill our soldiers. When you go to Arlington Cemetery and you see bodies that have been buried there, it's happened. Some of it's been happening because of what Pakistan has been allowing to take place. So to protect our soldier is to tell somebody that we're giving money to, we're not going to give you money anymore if you're actually going to support terrorism and harbor them. Well, look what Nikki Haley, the ambassador for the United Nations, and President Trump has to say about Pakistan. They're going to take this money back, and Senator Rand Paul has an idea what to spend that money on. After this video, take a look.
There's one more item I want to mention. You have all heard that President Trump's comments made about Pakistan. The administration is withholding $255 million in assistance to Pakistan. There are clear reasons for this. Pakistan has played a double game for years. They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration. We expect far more cooperation from Pakistan in the fight against terrorism. The president is willing to go to great lengths to stop all funding from Pakistan as they continue to harbor and support terrorism. And that brings me to my final point. The Pakistan aid issue is not connected to the vote we had with Jerusalem. It is entirely connected to Pakistan's harboring of terrorists. However, as I said in December, we won't forget the Jerusalem vote. To that end, tomorrow night we are having a reception for the countries who chose not to oppose the U.S. position. This is a great sign of U.S. friendship, and I look forward to tomorrow evening. We hope to see more of this in 2018. The United States is asked to do a huge amount around the world, and we're happy to do that, but we expect to be treated respectfully in return. I wish all of you a good 2018, and I'll take a couple of questions.
Isn't that awesome? It's like, hey, we're going to give you the American taxpayer money. You need to protect them when they're out defending your freedom in Afghanistan, different areas.
Yeah. I mean, Rand Paul, he's from Kentucky. Senator Rand Paul.
He's the one that was cutting his grass, and his neighbor just attacked him from behind, broke his ribs.
He was in the hospital. Yeah. It was hurt very bad.
Yes.
But he's introducing a bill to take that $255 million that we're not sending to Pakistan.
Okay.
To use that to build the wall in Mexico, and President Trump is all for it.
So that means then, instead of just Mexico going to build it, it also will be built by
Pakistan. $255 million.
We're going to give a special thanks to the people of Pakistan.
That's right.
Actually, it's your government. I know for a fact the Pakistani people they're not into all that, but the government is.
Well, they were harboring
wonderful people there in Pakistan.
Allegedly harboring Osama bin Laden for this years. We're searching the entire world for him, and he's in the backyard.
Right.
At a compound.
Right. Yeah. We just pray that the church would rise up in Pakistan and just shift. because we want to stand with Pakistan, but you need to stand with us.
That's right.
You just need to stand with us. Well, shifting gears right here, an NFL football player. Think about this. NFL football player with Los Angeles Chargers. His name is Russell Okung. He is, first of all, he cut the broke the mold in regards to negotiating your own contract.
Yeah.
I believe he's a tackle, offensive tackle for the Chargers, and he's the highest paid.
For that position.
Yeah. But guess what? He loves the Lord. And not only is he fighting, you know, for his quarterback on the field, but he's also fighting for the underprivileged in an organization he helped co-found called the Greater Good. But let's go see what they had to say about Russell Okung.
So you co-founded the Greater Foundation, providing the underserved an opportunity to go beyond what they normally may be able to achieve by way of mentoring and leadership.
We've essentially leveraged a sports platform to work through technology to give people opportunities and access in the technology sector. Now, there's an almost inconceivable wealth gap, income disparity with the people in our nation. Just as big as the disparity when it comes to our job force, technology jobs that can't be fulfilled as industries are growing and morphing into completely different environments. If we can all understand that inequality is a real issue on multiple fronts, in leadership, in the workforce, whatever, I think we'll be better.
What has been the greatest response a young leader has given you?
That is the reason I'm constantly trying to be around you, because I see it. I know what you can be, but you have to get into here.
It's been amazing to see what can happen when you really nourish somebody and you believe in them. Now, I've always asked myself, what does it mean to love your neighbor? What does that exactly mean? And it means that we have an obligation to one another in every facet of life, in every facet. It starts with being present in somebody's life. Somebody that may not look like you, may not understand you, but just going out of your way to just be there.
What can the church do to humbly embrace a greater significant role?
I love the church, and the church is flawed. And I think it's important that the issues of justice become important to the church. A lot of these churches don't necessarily take on justice because it affects dollars that come in. We need to start and assess the areas in that we're in and not be so obsessed with becoming this big, huge church where everybody's pointing at one leader. We're all should be pointing at Jesus, right? And if that's true, we got to get to a place where the people become important to us. It kills me. It hurts me. Jesus has set the example. It's very clear. I love the church. I want to make sure it continues to thrive because it is our greatest vessel to do the most good in this world.
So powerful. Wow. Listen, if you haven't yet gone to VFN Kingdom Business at vfnkb.com, we have all the tools for you to be able to do exactly what he's talking about. We are working with all cross-cultural businesses, the spheres of culture, which is business and church and media and arts and entertainment and education, family. I mean, we have a way there to be able to help you do exactly what Russell's doing. Into greater good, what God's called us to be,
kingdom
to be a light.
Kingdom impact.
He told us to go into all the world and be a light, and Russell's doing that powerfully. It's called the Greater Good Organization. As a matter of fact, let's find out more about this Greater Good Organization. Take a look.
So imagine you're in this neighborhood. You come from a single-parent family. Everything around you is chaos. Imagine you're stuck there, that you can't muster up enough will, enough determination to get out of there. I think that's completely unfair. I don't think anybody in America should be fall victim to that sort of lie. So again, imagine that chaos and imagine there being a solution, that you can change that environment because you believe that there's potential there, that you believe that what you do will matter so much that nobody will ever have to experience that in their life. Again.
Greater is dedicated to equipping the next generation with the tools they need to reach their highest potential. We do that by mobilizing leaders in the tech space, in the community, mobilizing mentors that are all focused on creating new opportunities for young people.
Our students don't know what opportunities are available in tech because they've never been exposed to it. So providing access to people that allows them an opportunity to be exposed to jobs in technology, jobs in computer science, that's really an important aspect of what Creator's doing, and it's really core to who we are as an organization as well.
Modern psychology says what we want is to know and to be known. As I'm working with the students on a daily basis, I see that that is one of their greatest needs, to be known, to be seen. And I think that's, Greater Foundation sees the student.
Young people have an incredible opportunity to embrace the technologies that are in front of them and then see how those technologies are not only fun to use, but can create potential career paths or directions for them as an individual.
I believe that there's huge potential in them, that they can be whatever they desire they want to be. They can work wherever they want to, regardless of their circumstance, regardless of their upbringing or their socioeconomic status, that they can be an innovator or a trailblazer in this space if they believe and if they have the right people to believe in them as well, too.
That is so exciting, John. That's what we do with VFN Kingdom Business, VFN KB. We're all about it, man. We just love Russell. We just pray a blessing over greater good. Man, you're doing a powerful thing. I encourage everybody to go to their website, greatergood.org, and support them. This is how we make impact. I mean, God's blessing him, but he understands I'm blessed to be a blessing.
That's right.
And that's what God's doing. He says, I'll bless you to be a blessing to all nations. And now he's the highest paid tackle on the offense, but guess what he's doing with that money? He's investing into lives in the community. And so many people, they want to be rich. But why do you want to be rich? If you want to be able to have wealth, to be able to bless others, guess what? I believe there's a gateway for that.
That's
we
right.
teach about that at vfnkb.com. You can find out more about that. I'm just pumped about it. When we get back from this break, now, as a matter of fact, listen, when you talk about what Russell's doing, I think about T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes talked about this question about, you know, God calls us to love our neighbor. You know, how do we do that? Well, listen to what T.D. Jakes, how he responded to that very specific word. I think it lines right up with what Russell's doing and what we're doing at VFNKB. Take a look.
How do I love my enemy?
I think that love begins with the common human experience that we all have. And I think that the loving your enemy gets down to the basic human issues: air, water, lights, food, family, basic human essentials. At least let's love on the level that we exist and then debate on the level that we think. But we have lost all respect and civility. And I think that it comes back to just respecting people because God made them. Mm-hmm. And how can you say you love God who you have not seen,
right,
and hate that in the reflection that he created? You cannot worship him up there while you resent him right here.
And it's so powerful. You just nailed it. And so many people, John, are saying, like, I don't know if I should send aid here or help that. And God says, give your enemies a drink of water.
Give it.
Give it to them.
Yeah, give it.
You know, and sometimes people tell you they love you, but when you actually show it, like Russell's doing, like it's happening with all the partners with VFNKB and what they're doing, blessed to be a blessing, it's just so exciting to be able to see that. And if you want to join that kind of movement, the movement would be at VFNKB or in Russell, Greater Good.
Yeah, get connected.
God's doing it all over. When we get back from this break, Selena Gomez, we're going to tell you what was said and what she said about a powerful transformation that happened in her life at Hillsong that just took place, talking about I am a child of God. You're going to be so blessed. We get back from this break. Selena Gomez, a little short break. Join us.
We'll be right back.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
However concrete reality is sectioned, the result will be a state of affairs which owes its being to something other than itself. Evolution cannot be a theory of ultimate origins. Its operation presupposes the existence of certain entities with specific potential behaviors and an environment of some specific kind that operates upon those entities in some specifically ordered fashion. The type of structure found in evolution did not itself come through evolution. So when we are talking about God as he exists, I believe there's a very persuasive argument made for why the God that we talk about as non-material personal and intelligent. The God of the Bible does exist.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Selena Gomez, who was at a Hillsong conference just recently. She's a pop singer and actress. And she made a confession. She said, right in the middle, said, I am a child of God.
Wow.
So this is what Latino.com is reporting. It says, you know, pop singer and actress Selena Gomez recently opened up about her Christian faith and boldly proclaimed, I am a child of God.
Praise God. Gomez, that's awesome.
Gomez shared her testimony at a recent Hillsong Church conference. Gomez can often be spotted attending Hillsong conferences or Hillsong church services, that goes on to say, and the same church also had love interests, was connected to Justin Bieber, had gone there, and I believe he got baptized through that ministry right there. She's 25 years old, and she said that fame would actually, be
fulfill
her success,
fulfill her.
But read right there what she said specifically.
This is interesting.
This is exciting. You know, we're excited for you, Selena. We are pumped about what's taking place in the entertainment mountain.
That's right. She says, you feel like loud screams from thousands of people while you're on stage will be the thing that saves you, but it isn't. You know, I was depressed, anxious. I started to have panic attacks right before getting on stage or right after leaving the stage. On her 23rd birthday, she finally gave her life to God, and He became real to her.
So she's 25 now, but on her 23rd birthday, she gave her life to God,
yeah,
and He became real to her. And also, she went on talking about how, you know, she shared that she heard that the Holy Spirit speaks, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's powerful.
So this is what she said God spoke to her. She said, Selena, you are enough.
So God's speaking to her. The Holy Spirit's speaking to her.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. You are enough too. But listen, go ahead.
She says, the Lord told her, Selena, you are enough. Not because you've tried hard, not because you've loved hard, or put on your best face, not because you have given a large platform, and not because others tell you you are enough, she declared. You are enough because you are a child of God who has been pursued from the very beginning. You are enough because His grace has saved you and covered you. And every good thing you will do will flow from this truth. What you give to others will always be an overflow of what He has given to you. Selena, you don't have to try hard. You can rest.
It is time to enter in the rest. Selena, we love you. We're excited about what God's doing in your life. Thank you, Hillsong, for their worldwide reach. We want to close out in prayer. Maybe that's it. And you've been anxious and you've been nervous and fearful and all that, but you're like Selena was. But it's time for you to give your heart to the Lord. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org. We shared some of our testimonies, how to be able to meet Him. But just call out to Him, and He will meet you. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for what you're doing. Father God, we thank you for the bold leadership. We thank you for clarity. We thank you for Russell, what he's doing, Father God, for the greater good. We thank you for Selena Gomez standing up for God. We just bless her, speak health to her body. Lord, we ask you right now for our audience. Encourage them, Lord. Inspire them. Dreams and visions. And God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do? Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years, I struggled with that, you know, spending time with God in regards to, you know, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, you know, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly, and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
He says that, you know, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing, and he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life, and it's just amazing where he leads you.
Right.
You know, you think you did it.
Right.
You know, when you open up the scriptures, and there it is, and like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God and alone with God,
mm-hmm.
and you all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them, yep.
And what's their ages? With the children.
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son,
uh-huh.
My 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though,
yeah.
to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had somehow a little study guide or something. I didn't know that you can have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org, request your plan, and it'll be sent to you immediately in your email, iabide.org.